your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tama Unero, star number duo.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about comics, team food, movies, TV shows,
stuff,
and general things. Geek
news. Things and stuff.
Hey, Tommy. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Hanging in there?
Hanging in there. Having after a nice, long, busy day.
Yes. Just relaxing a little bit after our day jobs.
Oh, gotta love work, I guess.
Oh, yeah. What was our... didn't we come up with an occupation for you? We said that you were like a certain occupation. So we talked about one episode. We were talking about coming up with an occupation for you of something you did. I forget what it was.
Well, as long as it's not the two stars occupation, because we...
Nobody knows that story. That's an inside joke.
We'll still get to that maybe on an Unhinged, I guess. Not for the mainstream media.
Right. So what's new with you, man?
Not much. Just playing some Gears of War 4 and some Netflixing.
Oh.
Like mad.
I know. You just told me you finished Stranger Things
and Walking Dead.
Oh,
it was
man.
A pretty crazy couple weeks.
You're all caught up on Walking Dead?
Yep.
You excited for the premiere date on Sunday?
I definitely am. Now I really hate the Saviors, and now I know why I hate them.
Yes. Who are the Saviors?
Negan's group.
That's the name of Negan's group is the Saviors. Have they come out and said that too?
They did. They said something of someone Tom Payne's character, the Jesus.
Okay.
He called them the Saviors.
Yep, and, you're right. Yeah. So today is the 20th that we're recording on. They're gonna drop
October
the 21st,
el 20.
But the 23rd drops Walking Dead. So we're going to be on the 23rd. We're going to be recording a
super special pod.
Yep, and we're going to drop it Sunday night as
probably
well.
Throwing out our best Ricks and Carls. And,
yes,
and you can't protect your TV. And
so you're going to get two podcasts this week.
Two.
You're going to get Fridays that this one's dropping, and then you're going to get one dropping Sunday before The Walking Dead, so you can listen to it after The Walking
Dead.
You
all are spoiled this week. Whew.
Yes!
Get some deep fried
good.
Geek. Put it in your ears.
Lots of crazy geek stuff going on.
Oh, there is.
So, and then we're going to have to do a special Stranger Things episode to talk
about
Stranger Things. But today, Tom.
Talk about waffles.
We're talking about Christmas.
Christmas.
Specifically,
Sweet Christmas.
That's right. Luke Cage. We finally finished it.
And then we got some time to sit down. Now we're going to put some of that Power Man right in your ears.
Yes, share our controversial opinions or not so controversial opinions.
I mean, we'll figure it out. You let us know what you like and don't like. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they said that.
So I think the first important thing to talk about Luke Cage is how long did it take you to finish it?
About a week.
Okay. And you've been finished with it for a while now, right?
Yeah, a couple weeks now. A
couple weeks, okay. I finished it in about 2 days.
Yeah.
Did you know that Netflix crashed because of Luke Cage?
It did. Literally the first day I was going to watch it, I was watching something else, and it's like, okay, this doesn't work. It's like, all right, fine, I'll watch Luke Cage then. It's like, that won't work. Okay, and then the whole thing just shut down. I was like, what is happening?
No! Geeks everywhere and Netflix addicts were losing their minds.
This is egregious!
I can't believe the internet is not working.
Take that, Kim Kardashian. Someone else broke the internet for once.
The first through seventh episode really flowed for me.
Okay.
Like, those episodes, I was like, boom, 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 like one after another, had to keep eating them.
Yep.
And then after what happened, we're doing non-spoiler reviews right now for people.
It's going to be tricky, but we'll try.
After the seventh, it kind of slowed my momentum a little bit.
I'm trying to picture which one the seventh is. I know there was 13 episodes.
The one where the one main villain, who they were kind of touting as the main villain, became not the main villain.
Gotcha. Yeah, I agree. That was kind of sudden, too. I know what you're talking about.
Did it flow that quick for you, too?
It did. It seemed like they were building up to something, and then they're just like, boop, drop that one.
Right. But you wanted to binge watch it. You never
I
had
did,
any breaks.
Yeah, at least the first day I watched two or three episodes, like boom, 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 right
what,
in a row.
What I love about Netflix binge watching is, like, when you're binge watching, it's amazing. And then when you're not watching it, all you can think about is binge watching.
Yeah, I gotta binge watch it again. Start over. Let's do it again.
So what did your overall non-spoiler opinion? What did you like most about Luke Cage?
I think
what was like your not favorite moment, but favorite just thing overall.
The overall thing. I think they captured Mike Coulter. I think he did a great job. But not only that, the struggle.
Mike Coulter was Luke Cage.
Yeah, he played the actor played Luke Cage. But I think what they did perfectly was the struggle that he was having. He has these powers, and he's trying to avoid, because obviously he's still a wanted man from what happened in Daredevil and
right.
stuff like that. So he wants to do right and help people, but he doesn't want to bring too much attention to himself. So he has that struggle, but he still ends up like, you know, he's being wanted by the police, and he still stops to help people.
Yeah.
He's still a good right. guy, and he's awesome.
I think they do capture that kind of perfect where he doesn't want to be a hero.
Yeah.
He's getting forced into being
a hero. He says that a lot. He's like, I'm not a hero.
And even in the show, it took a personal thing
mm-hmm.
to force him into...
To really push him over the...
To push him over the edge.
Push him to the limit!
Okay, I think for me... My favorite overall of the show is the integration of music.
Yeah.
I really liked how they had, like, each episode seemed focused around a style of music or a style of song.
Yeah,
and
I
they
agree.
Had all the cool little montages and
this one more so than, like, Daredevil or Jessica Jones. Like, this one,
for sure.
It was really infused with music, and it really helped. Just like help the narrative a lot.
Yes, I agree. And music was very even with like Cottonmouth in it, and the
yeah.
whole him being playing the piano and
yeah.
him running the nightclub, and they really kind of and it all had purpose. Like it was centered around because of the nightclub was the center,
and also being like obviously it takes place in Harlem and talks about the birth like the history of jazz music in the area and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's a lot of like history and stuff too, which was really cool.
It was cool. Yeah, I think Hell's Kitchen definitely seemed like a character for me in Daredevil. But
yeah.
even more so, Harlem seemed like the main character of the show.
You're right. It kind of Hell's Kitchen's kind of this dark, seedy character who's always, you know, shadowy and mysterious and
right.
evil almost. Versus Harlem is kind of like rebuilding itself, trying to become something better.
For sure. I think
which
kind of really...
like the character. So Daredevil's that kind of
yeah.
dark, shadowy character who has
yeah.
to, does what
that's
he has
like...
to
boom, look
justice.
At you,
and Luke Cage is this guy who's building himself up
oh,
to be
man,
the hero he needs
deep.
To be.
You're totally right. And they did kind of match that pretty well. How about Jessica Jones? Jessica Jones is what? New York? Just they just
I think it's just
New
yeah,
York,
she's just in New
they?
York, I think.
They didn't really ever set a city
no,
for her.
I don't. I gotta remember. I gotta watch that again.
Harlem definitely was living and breathing in that show, for sure. What about your least favorite overall thing of the show? Something.
There's too many villains going on in this one. Like, I like how they brought in a lot of characters from the comic books, like Cottonmouth, Mariah Dillard,
Diamondback,
stuff like that. But there was just too much, like, clashing back and
yeah.
forth between them. Also, it didn't seem like... It was more like the Misty Knight story featuring Power Man.
Okay. Yeah, I see.
Which
that
I thought
bit.
I liked that little whole thing of her trying to, you know, figure out everything as she's going, like the whole first what was the first
it did
thing
definitely
oh.
seem like two lead characters.
Yeah.
It definitely seemed like they're following Misty Knight and following Luke Cage.
Which I don't really have too much problem with.
No.
But it just, you know...
But even in Daredevil, like, with second season, they were doing Punisher and Daredevil. But to me, it never seemed like the Punisher.
Yeah, it wasn't never really about Punisher at that point. It was more like about... It was either Matt or Foggy and Karen.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. That's a good... I didn't even think about that. So that's definitely... And I agree, there was way too much going on. I think almost, like, they could have split this into two seasons. Like, I think they could have... introduced Diamondback, but more with trying to stay spoiler free, but dove more into him the second season.
Yeah, I think that would have been great. Like, the whole building up.
I'm going to be gentle, try to be gentle here. For me, I think my biggest problem is that they're trying to push an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with pushing an agenda.
I think I see where you're going with it,
I know that, like, the comic was based on one of the first black superheroes and based in Harlem and trying to change things and change the way people look at black superheroes and African Americans. And I totally get it. But for me, it was very similar to, like, Jessica Jones and even Supergirl. Have you watched Supergirl yet?
No.
Jessica Jones was really pushing the domestic violence and the sexual assault and controlling relationships and stuff like that. They're really kind of pushing that agenda. Jessica Jones never got over the limit for me. Supergirl is like feminism, girl power. Like, they push it so much that it almost takes you out of the story. There's some episodes in Supergirl where I'm like, whoa, I just watched an hour long about a preaching about feminism. And that's kind of what I felt a little bit sometimes in Supergirl, even though I really, really enjoyed it and I loved the whole, and I got what they were trying to go with it, and I get having a girl superhero and how cool it is and girl power, but just they pushed it so much down your throat sometimes it took me out of it. And I think Luke Cage really did that for me. Especially towards the end where they're starting to introduce like police and black violence, and they're starting to introduce like police violence against minors. And then they start introducing the whole Trayvon Martin and hoodie thing.
Yeah.
And it just got a little too much for me at some times. Where it made me think about reality rather than making me say, I'm watching a superhero show and I want to forget about things.
Yeah. But and to be fair,
a little too much.
We're two white men, so we never really had struggles with those issues per se. So that kind of was a calling to us saying, like, yeah, that's an issue that needs to be addressed. For us, I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring a very prominent black superhero into today's anti-black culture.
And I totally get that, and I'm all for it, and I'm for them pushing an agenda, but it shouldn't take me out of the show.
Yeah.
It shouldn't make me think about real situations so much, I don't think. And
maybe it's doing its job very well. Yeah, then.
Maybe that's what they wanted to do. But for me, when I watch my superheroes,
you want a little more larger than life characters.
Especially in my Marvel.
Yeah,
my DC is where I go for my meaty.
Your meaty. Okay.
But I still enjoyed it. Yeah. So overall, I liked it a lot. You agree too?
It was really good. I did like it.
Yeah. So what's out of 10 stars your overall rating?
I would give it an 8.
8. I would give it like a 7.
7. Okay.
For me, on a scale of Netflix shows, Marvel Netflix shows, it goes pretty much in order for me. It goes Daredevil first season, Daredevil second season, Jessica Jones, and then Luke Cage.
Those are, yeah. I would go Daredevil 2, Daredevil 1, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones.
Okay. All right. So a little different.
Because I really liked how they built up the Punisher. Like, has this...
Right.
Again, like, antagonist to someone who's actually almost on the same level as Daredevil.
Yeah. And the reason why I really liked 1 more than 2 is because I really liked how they built up Kingpin.
Oh, yeah.
And I really enjoyed how they built his character and made you like him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And make you have empathy for him. So, getting into a little bit of spoilers for Luke Cage now. So, if you don't want to hear any spoiler stuff, you should probably just pause and maybe come back in 5 minutes. I can't think we're going to talk about it too much longer.
Yeah, we'll try. We'll try to literally keep it for 5 minutes.
So, spoiler time. Right now.
Spoiler.
So,
14 minutes, 40 seconds. There we go.
The thing that really kind of stopped the whole season moving for me was when they killed Cotton.
Yeah, I agree, because, like, you're right. They were building up Cottonmouth to become, like, forget Mariah, forget this person. I'm gonna be in charge of Harlem here.
Right.
And then, boop,
And they had that great episode where they showed Mama Mabel,
Yeah.
And
their background.
And
like
their whole background
how
story.
How they became that little
And it
king
was so
client.
Beautiful. And it showing was... him being like a meek, mild kid and wanting to play the piano. And then them forcing him to kill his uncle. Oh. And I was like, oh man, they're really creating like a badass character right now.
Yeah.
And then they, and then out of nowhere, Black Mariah just beats him to death.
Knocks him out of a window and beats him to hell.
And I did not, did you see that coming at all?
No, I mean, I think what they should have done is have him fly out the window, like, you know, maybe, like, break a leg or something, and then she knocks him unconscious, and he's in the hospital for maybe, like, half a season.
Yeah.
But nope.
Don't kill him.
Don't kill him.
And then introducing Diamond, like, I'm cool with them introducing Diamond back, but to then kind of... make him the main character after episode 7.
It took a
and
while.
And just force all of that down your
there
throat.
There's a lot of Diamondback after
was
that.
Was just like, oh. And then at the same time, they're trying to push Mariah
yeah.
and make turn Mariah, Black Mariah into this big, huge villain. It was just, like you had
they
said,
they
kind of
changed Black Mariah's, the way her actual character was in
okay.
the comic book, too. Because normally she's just like, she's basically like a gang leader, but she's like, she's a very big woman. Who's very hefty, and that's where a lot of her power comes from. So that's why she's like a kind of a foe to Luke Cage, is because,
okay.
you know, because of how big she is, she can force a lot of power. Whereas she's just kind of an average modern sized woman, not like heavy, not thin, but
yeah.
just as powerful as in like she's influential.
Yeah.
Not like
it seemed like Luke Cage,
dominating.
More than any of the other Netflix shows, really took liberties with the characters.
They did. And a little bit, but at least I did like that they brought a lot of like little cameos that are actually like his origin was pretty spot on from what I
yeah.
read and stuff. They got, you know, Dr. Bernstein was a part of the project
yeah.
and Officer.
He wasn't
Officer
a police
Rackham
officer
screwed
though.
Up.
He was just a criminal.
No,
right?
He and Cottonmouth. I want to say
they're just criminals.
They were good
together.
Friends. No,
yeah.
Diamondback. Diamond.
Him
but
and
that
Diamondback
part did happen. So
together.
When they explain how Diamondback set him up. That happened in the comic book. They were good friends.
Okay.
And Diamondback set him up. And he put drugs on him. And that part was true. He just wasn't a police officer in the
yeah.
original comic. They were just gang members. But he wanted to turn himself around.
Uh-huh.
And Diamondback set him up and sent him to jail.
I enjoyed that story and them being kind of half-brothers and all that. And that was really cool. But for me, like, they should have just saved that for the second season.
Right. You just, you know, save that part.
Build up Diamondback. Have
Luke, I am your brother.
But it just...
That's
yeah,
not true.
Just trying to, and for me, the last two... I think it was about two or three episodes too long. Because those last two episodes, I think they could have just done one and been fine.
Yeah.
Like, the very last episode was just drug on and on and on. And just rehashing everything and going over stuff. Just... How did you feel about the final fight scene between... Diamondback and Luke Cage? Did you enjoy how they're like in the middle of Harlem and everybody's gathered around them, or did it seem a little too corny for you?
I kind of liked it, and I kind of didn't like it. Like, what?
Yeah, I agree.
You would never really in any other superhero movie, you would never have like two superpowers just fighting. Oh, we won't help you out. We're just gonna sit here and watch you two fight in the middle of the street.
Yeah it was weird. And then, how did you feel about the other big death in the show? Did you kind of see that coming, Pops?
I kind of saw Pops dying, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that coming, too.
Yeah.
I like Pops. That actually made me cry a little bit.
It did. It was a little,
that was like episode
three or four.
Four.
Yeah, it was pretty early on when they killed Pops.
And did you know that Claire, the night nurse,
yeah.
was it really... I read she was only in three episodes.
Really?
Didn't it feel like she was in so much more than
that? I
felt
like she was in way more than that. That can't be right.
I forget where I read that at.
Look that up around
now. Yeah, you can. Trying to think, did you enjoy Method Man? How they had Method Man in
it? I thought
that
was kind of interesting.
With the hoodies and
I thought it was kind of when you mentioned it to me before I got to that part, I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then I watched, I was like, oh yeah, that's actually Method Man playing himself. So I thought it was interesting. And
another thing I was a little disappointed about was that they didn't really do anything with Danny Rand. I thought maybe they would kind of throw
well, they,
in
a way
Rand
they did,
and
in a way they didn't. So bringing a Misty Knight in general
yeah.
is technically their homage to Danny Rand. Because I was doing my research, and Misty Knight is actually how Danny and Luke Cage meet. So there's this little thing going on, and someone captures Luke Cage's girlfriend, and they capture Misty Knight instead. Misty Knight at the time is Danny Rand's girlfriend. So that's how Danny gets involved. So Misty sends Luke to go help get the other friend back, and Misty sends Iron Fist in, and that's how they team up and they fight, and then they become forever best friends.
Interesting. So that's, I think they're going to use Claire as that.
You think that's what they're going to do?
Because at the last episode, Claire rips down the fighting poster for the dojo to learn karate or whatever.
And yeah, she's in 8 episodes.
She Rosario Dawson, yeah. I don't know where I heard that then. Sorry. I think I heard it on a Kevin Smith podcast.
Kevin, you gotta get your facts right, boy.
And so she rips it down, and it's the dojo, some karate dojo in it. And for her to like learn karate or something.
Oh,
like that.
Okay, yeah, at the end.
So maybe they kind of use Rosario. I was gonna call her Rosario. Claire is the bridge.
Maybe.
Or look at.
I think that's obviously what she's bridging Daredevil, because she's like talking about how when Luke's going off to jail, she's like, I know a guy, some good guys who can get you out of this. So she's obviously mentioning, you know, Nelson and Murdoch. That's how they lawyers get tied into the Defenders.
Yeah. Was she in? Yeah, she was in Jessica Jones, because that's how she met Luke.
Yeah, so Jessica brings Luke to the hospital and she's trying to help him.
So I don't want to say this, but you know where this is going, right?
I have an idea, yeah. Might as well get going.
You know where this is totally going.
Uh-huh.
She's going to get everybody together.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to introduce everybody.
And she's going to die.
And then she's going to die.
Uh-huh.
Because that's how they're going to bring the Defenders together, as Rosario dies.
Yeah.
Or Claire, the Night Nurse, dies.
I think you're right.
Okay. So, we both enjoyed Luke Cage. Make sure you check it out. If you have any... If you disagree with any of our review, or think you hated it, or you absolutely loved it, and you think some of our opinions are wrong, tell us.
It was too black. I still can't believe
that. It wasn't black enough.
I still can't believe I read that review where it was like, it's too black. I was like, what? What does that mean? And I thought it was actually, considering most things, it was very like watchable for all races, but how someone could put it was too black. It's stupid.
It was very black.
It was black, but it wasn't like making me uncomfortable black.
Black coffee, like blackety black black.
You want to go get some coffee?
Call us on Facebook at Deep Fried Geeks.
Let me just pause. Twitter, Instagrams.
Yes. You can always email us
at mmanblogged@gmail.com.
Yeah. Tell us, share your review with us. Any funny memes you may have about
Before we move on, I saw there was a little meme that I saw that was very funny. So there was a guy who posted on Twitter. It's like, so I'm watching Luke Cage with my girlfriend, and she goes, So I guess we're not watching Luke Cage anymore. And then literally underneath it, the Luke Cage's Twitter account, they replied and said, does she like coffee?
That's amazing.
I thought that was awesome.
The Twitter accounts for Marvel, man, they do a really good job. I think every time that Mike Coulter took off his shirt, I said, too, though.
Well, hello there.
Hello. Okay. Hey, Tom, guess what?
What, buddy?
Geek news. So we already talked about the Sunday premiere of Walking Dead. Long-awaited return. Real quick, Tom, who do you think is going to die on Sunday? What's your official...
I'm betting it's either going to be Abraham or Sasha.
Abraham or Sasha.
Yeah.
I think those are good
choices.
I think
they just kind of, their stories are somewhat wrapping up.
Here's what I think's going to happen. Did you watch the little 2-minute clip thing?
The trailer that came out a month ago?
The trailer, but then they just released at Comic-Con, they released like a 2-minute like clip of the show.
No, I didn't watch that.
With Negan and Rick talking. So they talk
a
little bit.
Obviously Rick's not dead, is that what you're saying?
Right. They talk a little bit. And then after he kills somebody, they show the blood splattered all over Rick's face, blood on the ground.
Yeah.
Him and Negan are talking. He basically tells Negan, sometime, somewhere, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember reading that.
Negan takes him into the trailer. He grabs a hatchet,
yeah,
and then he takes him into the trailer. Here's my theory. He kills Abraham.
Yeah.
Right? First person he kills. And then Rick does his little thing. He goes in, lets Rick go, him and Rick duke it out. Rick beats the crap out of him. Negan then cuts off Rick's hand, because in the comics, Rick got his hand cut off like 3 seasons ago. Oh, okay. He cuts off Rick's hand, then he comes out, and he kills Maggie, because he's mad. He kills Maggie or Glenn. I think in this episode...
Negan kills Maggie or Glenn?
I think in this episode, at least 3 characters we love die.
I remember hearing the interview they were talking about, I forget the actor's name who plays Negan, where he says there's a lot more than one death in the season premiere, so...
I think it's like Abraham, Glenn, and Maggie, or like Abraham, Glenn, and Michonne, something like that. It's going to be like the Glenn and Maggie couple, one of them dying... Abraham.
If they're going to stick to the comic, obviously Negan kills Glenn in the comic. Yeah. So that wouldn't be too much of a surprise. But I'm betting, like, he killed someone whose story is kind of... That's why I'm thinking it's Sasha or Abraham.
And anybody else who is expendable would be, like... I think Sasha's expendable at this point.
Rosita's not expendable.
Rosita's expendable. I think Eugene's expendable. Yeah. And I think... who's the guy... He's not there, is he? Is he there?
The other guy, the searcher guy?
Yeah.
I think he's part of that.
I think he is there. Because
he went with them to go try and find, to help Maggie.
He's there too. So I think he's expendable also.
He was in the RV,
so
they
could kill a bunch of people in this episode.
They could.
And Greg Nicotero.
You don't think they're going to kill Daryl?
No, I don't think so.
I think they're going to keep Daryl until the show ends. Yeah.
Greg Nicotero, who is kind of the... lead of the show and writes some of the episodes, he said that you're going to want to kick your TV. You're going to want to, like, break your TV. And you're going to be so mad. And then, like, Rick, the guy who plays Rick, what's his name?
Andrew Lincoln.
Andrew Lincoln said that, well, after they filmed it, and he's watched it, he threw up. Like, people are like, I don't know if they're just trying to amp this, but it's going to be pretty extreme.
I don't know if I've ever been that upset about a show.
So if you want more feedback or more theories... You can't protect any of them, Rick.
You can't protect your stomach and lunch, Rick.
Gonna throw up after watching the show, Rick. If you want more Walking Dead goodies, tune in for an episode that we're going to release on Sunday before we watch it.
Cha-cha.
Tom, it was a good day to be a geek today, man.
I'd say lots going on.
So, yesterday, they released a poster for Guardians of the Galaxy.
They did?
That's kind of how they started it.
Yep, there was a little black and white kind of poster.
What did you think of the poster?
I thought it was really cool. It almost looks like this little Rogues Gallery type poster.
Like a Rogues Gallery, and then it reminded me of like an album cover.
It kind of does. Like we're all like leaning against the wall.
Or something. Yeah. Did you see a little baby Groot?
I saw
little
Groot hanging out by Star-Lord Spooks.
And Rocket Raccoon.
I was like, where is he? He's got to be in here. Everybody else is here. Oh, there he is.
And then the catch line is, well, obviously, it says.
This is
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, and this obviously. Is obviously. You enjoyed the poster?
I did. The poster looked really cool.
And so, check that poster out online. It's a pretty neat poster.
So, they got all the baddies and all the goodies. Well, ex-baddies, now goodies, I guess. Yeah. It's got Yondu in it. Now it's got Nebula.
Nebula.
And all your favorite
Guardians. Well, I guess Nebula might be kind of a goodie now.
She technically is a goodie, I guess. She helps them out every once in a while.
I did not expect them to release the poster
and then a trailer almost within like 24 hours of each other.
So if you haven't watched the trailer yet, go and watch it. It's super cool. It opens with that music that you come to know from the movie. Yeah.
Hooked on a feeling.
Yeah. And so it's just a lot of like short clips.
Yeah.
And then
nothing too much, which I think is good. Stop. Don't give any more away.
Dave Bautista
is Drax.
Drax. He's kind of narrating.
Yeah. So at first I didn't realize he was talking until they like went to the one-on-one part with Star-Lord and Drax.
And so he's talking to Star-Lord about love and there's two types of people in the world.
People who dance.
And people who
and
don't.
People who don't. Yeah.
It was good. It made me
you
super
hug?
For
them.
And then they had the awkward hug at the end. You see a little bit of baby Groot in it.
I thought that part was awesome. And
then
he's like,
you
see Rocket like blast a hole in something, and then Groot just like leans out behind him. And he's wearing a little Star-Lord jacket.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Baby Groot was?
Baby Groot, yeah.
That's awesome. You see, there's a little bit of Gamora, not a lot of Gamora.
Not too much, just
think.
Like a little quick little
just
hair
a
flip.
Lot of little clips. Star-Lord and stuff. They don't really give away a whole lot.
No, there's no. I don't see any bad guys yet. No, like Kurt Russell or anything who's rumored to be in it too. So.
Ego the Living Planet.
Oh, that's right.
He's gonna be. It looks good. I think they released just enough. Do you know the release date of it?
Nope.
I should have looked that up first.
I think it just said coming soon in the trailer.
I think they did too. I think it's 2017.
I know it's next year.
Oh.
I just don't know.
Oh, look at that. 5/5/17.
5/5/17.
That's pretty soon. That's
just
not that far
the
away. That is just around the corner. You looking forward to it?
I am. I definitely am. The
were
first one
hyped?
Was awesome.
Were you hyped before this, or did this make you really, really hyped for it?
Is this kind of hyped me up for it. Yeah, so I was too. Like, all right, I definitely want to see it. And then I watched it. I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
And then what else did they release yesterday?
Yesterday...
They started with the picture, right?
Uh-huh.
So they released the picture of Logan.
Uh-huh.
So you just saw that profile picture of Logan for the new X-Men movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did they release today?
Now there's a trailer for it. Maybe two trailers.
Yes.
The international
one
trailer.
One was the international trailer, which is supposedly rated R, which I have that seen. But then they released the Logan trailer. So if you have not seen that yet today... Check the... Oh, well, that'd be Friday by the time you see this.
You definitely should have seen it by now.
You definitely should have seen it. It's good to the song Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Yeah, that's right.
The trailer made me sad, Tom.
It's very... Unlike the other ones where, you know, it's like action-packed and, you know, there's X-Men and he's going to be like, Wolverine, snick, snick, snick.
Snickety, snickety.
This one it just seems like everything's just going wrong.
Yeah. A couple things I've noticed, like, they have him looking in a mirror, and you see scars on his back.
Yep.
He's bleeding.
Yeah, like blood on his knuckles.
Blood on his knuckles and stuff. Professor X is in it.
He's talking to Professor X. Yeah.
And then they have the little girl who is assumed to be...
X-23.
Which, if you know anything about comics or newer comics, she is a clone of Wolverine, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
So the Weapon X program was trying to create more Wolverine since he's got perfect healing factor. And so they took his DNA, but they didn't have a complete variation of his DNA, so they threw in an X chromosome. Boop, that's where you get the female Wolverine from.
So before this trailer came out, it was very much talked about that everybody thought it was going to kind of go the old man Logan route.
Right.
But the problem with old man Logan... is it's a very Marvel-centric storyline.
It is. There's a lot of, like, other superheroes in that series that Fox doesn't own the rights
right.
to.
Right, Hulk, right?
The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man.
Spider-Man.
Because Ant-Man. Mysterio is one of the main bad guys in it. Red Skull.
Yeah, there's a lot of people they can't use. So it kind of looks like they just kind of created their own thing.
Almost, yeah.
They seem very Mad Max-y to me.
Very, yeah, you're right. It just seems like post-apocalyptic... wastelandish.
Yeah. I didn't feel excited.
Pun intended, because this movie comes out after Apocalypse.
That's funny. I did not feel excited after watching the trailer. I just felt sad. Like, that's all I felt.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's because we know it's the end.
Yeah.
So it's hard to be like,
because this is the last movie.
I can't
movie.
Wait. So we're like, I don't want it to end. Yeah.
So this, if you don't know, this is the last time Hugh Jackman's going to be playing Wolverine.
And also I saw a thing, it's probably the last time Patrick Stewart's going to be Professor X, too.
Wow. I guess it's fitting for them to kind of go out together.
Yeah. I heard there was also like one of the sad parts of the trailer, he's like burying Professor X. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But they're tying in a lot, so you got the Reavers in there, and so almost seems like it's going the route that how they killed off Logan in the comic books.
Some more of that storyline than
that's what
Old Man
that's
Logan
what I'm betting.
Storyline. That makes sense. I never read the death of Wolverine at all.
I kind of looked over it after I was like, he's dead. I gotta figure out why. Also, because I've been reading the Old Man Logan storyline where he like goes back in time to try and stop the apocalypse basically from happening, and what kind of happens is he crosses over into an alternate Marvel universe than his.
Oh,
so it's an interesting story. So basically, like, he goes into the all new, all different Marvel universe, which technically he's dead in. So it's really interesting.
Well, that's the new Logan comic, right?
Right.
Yeah, I've read that a little bit. I think I'm I've been watching too much Netflix.
Too much Netflix.
I think I'm issue number five or six.
Uh-huh.
Five turtles.
I
was the closest I've ever gotten to a crane impersonation. I didn't even try.
Old man turtle.
I guess Ryan Reynolds commented on the Logan trailer I saw earlier today.
He basically pulled a deep fried geek. He's like, put it in my eyes.
Did he really? Yeah. That's what he said? That's funny. He stole that from us.
Inject this film directly into my face.
Wow, that's kind of cool that he's giving it a shout out like that, though.
You're darn right. You should. Because we're awesome.
Inject it into my mouth.
Wait, what?
The food.
All right. It's Ryan Reynolds. Okay.
The other geek news that we can't not talk about. Wait. Yeah. The other geek news we have to make sure we talk about is Nintendo also released a trailer.
That's right.
Yesterday or today?
I think it was today.
I think it was today. For their new console that comes out in March.
I believe, yeah. It's early next year. Maybe even January.
No, why don't you give the big reveal of the name, Tom? Do you know the name?
Switch.
Nintendo Switch.
I had to remember real quick.
Weird name, right?
It is weird, but it looks really interesting. I think it's a cool concept.
Did you see the actual trailer?
I saw the trailer. Yes.
And I like the trailer. I think the trailer, the commercial kind of flowed very well. I think they really showed everything that it does.
The main
features,
that's really cool. The main thing is its portability.
Yeah, so if you haven't watched the trailer yet, maybe pause this, go watch the trailer. But if not, what they're really touting, like you said, is it's a portable gaming
system. Literally, it looks like you have a tablet that you kind of slap these little controller things on the side of it, and you can go wherever you want. Like, either like playing it in an airport, out of like a basketball court.
So it looked like to me that the tablet is the actual console.
Yeah, so I read a few things. It uses SD cards as the games. So you put that into the tablet
itself.
Kind of almost
like the 3DS game cards.
So the tablet, when it sits in the dock, it sends that information from the SD card to the TV. And then once you pull it out of the dock, it's now portable.
Okay. And so it has like two little sides on the tablet you can put on it. That can use as remotes to kind of play single.
Very much like the gamepad for the Wii U, where it has a screen in the middle.
And then it also showed where you could take those sides off and set the tablet up and play away from it.
Right, so you have a little pro controller that you
like
slide those on.
Like little tiny controllers.
Yeah, and then you have, so each side, I guess, has two controllers, almost like Wiimotes.
Okay.
So it has a thumbstick and four buttons. So you have, you know, you can move.
Thumbstick, four buttons, and then four buttons.
Yeah, they both are pretty much exactly the same. If you look at it, except the one on the right has like A, B, X, Y, and the other one just has like.
And so what that turns into then is it could turn into two small remotes.
Right, two small
controllers. So then we could. So what we could do right now is we could take that tablet, set it up, and we could each take one little thing and play.
We could be playing one game right there, boom, walk away, take it with us.
And then you could walk away, hook it back up, and then walk away and just play solo by yourself with those two things.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it looks like. It'd be pretty legit.
And then, but then you can still play it on your TV where you put it in the, they got the little box dock, and then it hooks up to your main TV and you can play it that way.
And it seems pretty seamless too. I wonder if it's actually going to be like that, where it's literally like, bloop, slide it in, goes right back to the TV, slide it out, boop, right there on the tablet.
So do you think they're going to stop DS production? Do you think they're not going to make any more DSs?
I'm thinking if they're still going to keep at least the new 3DS out, though it's the newest console
they
have.
Yeah, but you won't release any more portables.
I don't know. Maybe not. Not with this.
You wouldn't think they would.
I don't think so, because the last thing I remember them talking about was they were starting to look into mobile gaming, and I don't know if that's what the Switch was, the rumor of the Switch was.
Because now they could still do apps on that if they wanted to, probably.
It literally looks just like a tablet.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if that has a touchscreen and stuff
like that. It's interesting. Do you think this is going to take off? Do you think it's going to be the highest selling console in a long time since
the Wii? I think it's
going to
be like, for families, it'll probably sell, but I don't think it's going to sell like Wii's, the original Wii. I don't think it's going to sell quite like that.
It's going to sell like that?
Because that thing was just like, you couldn't keep it on the shelves.
That was nuts, yeah. It's going to sell better than the Wii U, I think.
I bet you're right, yes. I think it definitely is more cooler and accessible than the
Wii. What do you think the price point's going to be?
They gotta keep it like $300. If they get it much more over that, they're gonna be like in real competition from like, because I think the Xbox Ones and PS4s are now like $350, $300.
Well, PlayStation just released a new console, didn't they?
The Slim. I think.
Just a slim version
no,
of the 4?
No, the Xbox One has the S, and then I think they're coming out with the PS4 Slim.
I thought they just released something called... Oh, they released the Virtual Console.
Yes, okay, that's
right.
That's
what they... Vita? Is that what it's called?
Well, they've had the Vita for a while, but they have the PlayStation PS... I don't know.
The virtual reality
thing. Yeah, where they have specific games you can
And they're
actually,
using the...
The motion plus
controllers for it, so...
whatever they are.
Which I'm not very hyped about that.
I don't know, I haven't really been following it too much. It looks like cool, but I don't like them trying to force me to get up and exercise while I play. I just want to play.
Yeah.
I want to sit in my lazy boy and play.
What are you bacon and biscuits for the...
Slap out of my buttered bacon biscuit lazy boy reclining chair.
So I think this Nintendo console is going to be huge. I think
it's going to be pretty legit.
I think the internet's going to break. Bloop. Nintendo is going to break the interwebs.
It's
going to
destroy it.
Ha ha!
It's a me, internet breaker.
Yippee! But make sure you tune in for our next episode on Sunday with Walking Dead. Walking Dead special. Leviticus is going to be there, and maybe we'll even have some other special guests too. So
hello,
cool.
Everybody!
And it's something that's really exciting, guys, is this episode. Tom, was our 49th episode.
49er. Oh, minor, so, minor, 49er.
The Sunday's episode is going to be a bonus episode. And then after that, Tom, guess what drops?
Our 50th
episode.
I wonder what we're going to talk about.
I know. We have something special planned for it. A lot of special guests. And
definitely tune
lots
in.
Of fun stuff. So make
I'm
sure
Ben
you check
Hilarity
out the 50th
ensues.
Episode. It's going to be a long one, and it's going to be a lot of fun and funny, so make sure you check that out as well. Get psyched for that and excited. Hey, guys.
Hey, what?
Tom, guess what?
What?
Keep calm.
And?
Geek out.
That's right.